Tom Boyd sits before a bank of computers that streams live data from weather satellites.
As we speak, we're looking at what is happening on the satellite. This schedule is actually happening on a satellite. It tells the imager and sounder when to start and stop and where to scan at over the U.S.
The imager works like a camera in space, and the sounder measures the temperature radiated from clouds, oceans, and air. Boyd is among the dozens of aerospace engineering technicians in the control room who gather that data and make sure the satellites run properly around the clock.
Earlier, we had a special event on this particular satellite. We just kind of brought it out of semi-storage and just started up the schedule. So we're expecting to see a few limits flag out until the thing settles down to satellite, probably over the next 24-hour period.
NOAA's fleet includes 16 satellites. Some remain in a set position over the United States. Others constantly circle the globe. The challenge is to get as accurate a picture of the atmosphere as possible, says Mike Condre, deputy director of NOAA's Office of Satellite Operations.
They give you the temperature, the winds, the humidity, the kind of information, and that is data is put into the computer models that the National Weather Service runs, and those computer models are what give people the long-term forecast, 3 days, 5 days, 7 day forecast to prepare.
And those long-term forecasts can save lives.
Every time we see a hurricane, every time we see any kind of severe weather out there, that underscores the importance to the folks out here on the floor of what they do every day.
Condre expects predictions to get even better with the launch of the Joint Polar Satellite System in early 2017.
What these will provide is about an order of magnitude, in other words, about 10 times more volume of data on the atmospheric state of the winds, the temperature, and the humidity in the atmosphere.
That information will improve the day-to-day forecast. Seasonal forecasts rely on even more data sources. In addition to satellites, they depend on ocean buoys that record sea temperatures and observations from ships. NOAA and Colorado State University issue annual hurricane reports to let planners and the public know what to expect. Warmer than normal waters in the tropical Pacific generally indicate fewer storms in the Atlantic. CSU research scientist Philip Klotzbach mines the tropical Atlantic for similar clues. He spoke via Skype.
If the waters are warmer than normal, that tends to mean there's more fuel for the developing storms. If the atmospheric pressures are lower than normal, that tends to mean the atmosphere is more unstable and more conducive for storms to form and to intensify.
But errors do occur. An active Atlantic hurricane season was predicted last year. That didn't happen.
It is certainly very difficult to predict and is very complicated because the atmosphere and the ocean interact in a very complicated manner. And you have to take into account a lot of these complicated relationships when you're issuing these seasonal predictions.
But Klotzbach says mistakes better inform the next forecast, adding prediction remains an inexact science. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.